The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Amen. Hallelujah. That leads into a few things that I want to share with you this morning. My message this morning is God is love. And I want us to concentrate on the reality of God's love for us. The most important thing for us to realize that God loves us so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to die in our place. And the Word of God tells us that God is love. You put that scripture up, please, in John, 1 John. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and in him. 1 John 4:16. We know specifically from the Word of God that God is love. However, there's a couple other things I want to share with you this morning. God is not only love, but God is also truth. And his truth, we find it in his word. And not only is God truth, but we're going to also talk a little bit about God being judge. You see, in this world that we live in, the church likes to talk about the love of God, which is awesome. God's love is so good. God created man, male and female, in the garden, and he created them in his own image. Does that mean we look like God? Maybe. I think maybe it does, but we know for sure that we're a triune being. We're a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body, just like God is triune. Our image is like God's image. We are the apple of his eye. We are his very special creation. I know the world has tried to take that away from us, tried to create and teach. You know, our children are being taught that the theory of evolution is the reality of evolution. It's a lie of evolution. The truth is, we have a great creator. And he created us in his image. If we do not know how much God loves us, it's easy to support abortion, euthanasia, and all the things that take life. War, where people's lives are taken, innocent people. Listen, you cannot go to war without innocent lives being taken. Now, do I believe that sometimes you have to defend yourself? You have to go to war as a nation? I do. But I would think that they would be few and far between. What I believe is that God loves his creation so much that he came to this earth and he died on the cross for each and every one of us. He loves us so much. He loved Adam and Eve so much that every day he came down in the garden, and it says in Genesis that he walked in the garden with them daily in the evening. He had a personal relationship with Adam and Eve. But we also know that God is truth. You put that number scripture up, please. The Bible tells us that God is not a man that he can lie. He is truth. Numbers 22:19. That's just the first verse there. God cannot lie. Man has tried to make God out to be a liar. But the truth is, the Bible tells us there's a father of lies, and that is Satan, the enemy. He is the one who is the father of all lies that are being perpetrated on this earth today. God is truth. And you can find God's truth in his word. This Bible is God's truth. You see, we're being told today that this is just a collection of books and writings by men. But this book itself says that every word in it is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Yes, God used men to pen these words, and he used their character and their personalities, and they're all different. But every word here is inspired by Almighty God. And because every word is inspired by God, you can take this thing and live by it and change your life. This is truth that you can stand on. God is love, but in his truth, he tells us also that he is also judge. God is love, God is truth, but God is judge. And if you believe this thing, and I do, I believe every word in it is inspired by the living God. I believe it so much that I made Jesus Christ my personal Savior one day. And I've served him ever since. I walk according to the principles in this word. Am I perfect in all my ways? God knows I'm not. I strive to live by this word because I believe it's the one thing that can change this world. The truth that is in the Word of God. And the truth in this word tells us something else about God, and that is that he is judge. And because he's judge, we find out that there is a place that those who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior are going to end up at the end of all things. Jesus one day was speaking to his disciples, and he was talking to them about this very thing, about the end times. About what was going on. Go ahead and put that scripture up, please, Matthew. And he told them that there was going to be a time at the end where there was going to be goats and sheep. The sheep are God's people. Those who know Christ as their personal Savior. The goats have rejected Christ. And here's what he says. This is what he said about the goats. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Everlasting punishment does not sound like a place I want to be for eternity. Punishment. Listen, the world does not like to talk about hell, and even the church today doesn't talk about hell a whole lot. But the truth is, God is love, God is truth. But God is also judgment. And there's coming a time, if you do not know Christ as your personal Savior, and I'm talking about a heartfelt, I'm not just talking about intellectual knowledge about God and Jesus. I'm talking about a place where you came to a place in your life where you said, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I need to be saved by your grace, so I put my faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. That's what I'm talking about. It's more than just a thought. It's more than just intellectual receiving of the truth of God. It's believing it in your heart and knowing that it's true. It's walking it every day of your life. God is love. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever would believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, there's that. You're going to perish. You're going to be without him. There is eternal destiny for every human being because of Adam and Eve's sin. There is an eternal destiny. It's hell. But we can be saved from that through receiving Christ as our personal Savior. Jesus as Lord of our life. A few years ago, a young man by the name of Clark Bynum was a youth pastor, and he was on his way to Kenya, Africa, to preach the gospel to thousands of youth. And he was in London, and he was getting ready to depart, and he found out that his flight was not was canceled, so he couldn't fly directly from London to Kenya. So they had to reroute him, and they rerouted him on flight 2069. And that went to Uganda, and then he was going to get a flight from Uganda to Kenya. Well, because of his trouble, they decided to give him some perks, and one of those was they put him in first class. Now, that was a good thing for Clark, because Clark was a big man. He was a former football player at Clemson University. He was 6'7", 265 pounds, a big guy. He liked that extra room that he had. What he didn't know, and anybody else knew about that flight, was that there was a deranged man, suicidal man, that was on that flight as well. And as they got up and they were flying 3,000 feet in the air, suddenly the bottom dropped out of their plane. It started down. No one knew what was happening. But what was going on was, in the cockpit, that deranged young man had forced his way into the cockpit and had gotten a hold of the instruments, and he was forcing the plane to the ground. Well, the pilots got a hold of him and drug him out, but he was so wild and crazy that he kicked and bit and scratched them and beat them so much that they had to let go of him. He got back in the seat, and he got control of the plane once again. And this time, it was headed straight to the ground. By that time, Clark, being seated in the front seat, realized that something was going on. Clark saw that there was a commotion going on, and he went and forced his way into the cockpit. Now, the pilots had tried and tried to get this guy out of the seat, but he was locked in. He wasn't going to get out. Clark saw what was going on. He went in. He grabbed that guy. Now, listen, 6'7", 265 pounds, that's a big guy. He grabbed that guy like an apple and plucked him out of the seat and threw him on the ground. Pilots grabbed him, held him down, and bound him. And with two seconds left, the pilot said later, 2 seconds more, and they would not have been able to get hold of that flight and be able to change the direction of the plane. Several weeks after that, Clark would get calls from people thanking him for saving their life. They said, some of them said, they couldn't think of anything but Clark Bynum, because they saved their life. Isn't that interesting? A human being saves your life, and all you can do is think about him, think about what he did for you. Yeah, I would be in that same situation, I'm sure. Think about the fact that he saved his life. But I want to tell you, there is one hero that is much greater than Clark Bynum or any other hero. And that's Jesus. He saved you from your eternal damnation. And he's alive today. And he wants to be your Lord and Savior. Stand with me. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everybody just to bow your head. If you've never confessed your sins and received Christ as your Savior, see, we are saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It's an important for us to understand. God is an awesome, loving God, and he's gracious because of his love. So he made a way for every human being to be saved. If you've not made that decision before, raise your hand, because I want to pray with you right here in this place. I want you to have eternal salvation. Now, with that comes a lot of other wonderful things in your life. But most important, you're saved from hell. Is there anybody? All right, is there anybody in here that feels like, you know, you've just drifted away from the Lord, and you'd like to recommit your life to Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. I see those hands. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, you can put them down. Glory. I'm just going to pray for you right where you are this morning. Father God, you saw the hands that went up. There are those that feel like they've just been separated from a relationship with you. You've never left them. You've promised us, Lord, you'll never leave or forsake us. we always make the step away. And today, they're asking that you'd give them the strength to step back to you, to get closer to you, to receive you once again as Lord of their life. Father God, I thank you for those who had strength and courage to raise their hand this morning. And in Jesus' name, we thank you that the pits of hell are defeated. The demonic forces that would try to keep your people from growing in you and being strong and faithful to you are defeated this morning because of faithful people who are willing to say, I'm weak and I need to be strong in Christ. We lift them up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'd like to ask our prayer warriors to come up. If anyone would like to have prayer for healing, I'll be up here for that. Otherwise, you're dismissed. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, Resurrection Sunday.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.